Obviously, the preseason's over. Regular season's here. You know, just like we don't blink. You know, obviously, we'd like to finish a little bit better than we have. But the thing that was fun is watching the first group go out there and get some work, you know, and we kept everybody healthy. And obviously, I think Rajon has a knee situation. Malcolm came out with a bicep, but I think he'll be fine. I don't think there's anything with Malcolm's now. Rajon, we'll have to check a little bit further and see exactly where he is. But it was good to get the first group some work. Got to be a little bit more crisp in what we were, but I thought that was good, and then to get them out. So, again, like I just said, we're not blinking. I'm excited about going to Philadelphia next week. We got to finish, put the finishing touches on this team over the weekend, and then we'll get ourselves ready for Philadelphia.
Is this team ready for the season opener?
They better be. You know, we're going to be. We'll get ready. I'm not worried about next week. I'm worried about us getting through the weekend, practicing, and getting ready for Philadelphia.
Do you think you did one of those guys win the punting job, or do you stop and look for another punter? Or?
Well, I mean, obviously it wasn't up to our standard tonight. We need to do a little bit better. So we'll do whatever we feel we need to do to shore that up. Wasn't as good as obviously any of us like. So we'll do whatever. Whether we need to go find another guy or see if there was something within the process of those guys kicking that was an issue.
Was the starting offense going to be done after that second drive and then got the third chance because of the muff punt?
Yeah, I was going to take them out and just left them out there. I thought it was good for them to finish the drive with a touchdown, which was good.
How would you characterize Griffin's preseason out of the play?
I think he's played good. Hadn't turned the ball over. You know, I think that's one of the keys to playing a position. Obviously, you know, we got to continue to work through practice and get ready. Now it's about game planning and get ready to defeat the teams you play. You know, so I think now we'll get into the things we do and the things we'll do well, and we'll put our guys out there and give them a chance to have some success.
Did you see what you needed to or wanted to from Corey Coleman?
Yeah, I thought Corey battled tough tonight. You know, obviously made a catch, you know, with the ball. There's a couple times that he came very close where we had a chance to get him. Ball went off his hands one time. But, yeah, I think I've seen enough. I know what Corey is, and we'll get all these guys ready to go come this week.
Was he lined up wrong near the goal line?
Yeah, one time he was. Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
No.
Nate Orchard played into the fourth quarter.
Right.
What was the reason for that?
Well, because we just wanted to see, you know, him in that situation through some other plays. There's some things we call specifically just to take a good look at him rushing and doing some other things. So we just gave him an opportunity to stay out there.
You had some, some nice plays by Carl Nassib and Matt Ogba. Were those some encouraging things?
Very encouraging. I mean, those are young guys. You know, those guys made some plays early. I thought our defense early, you know, did a good job. You know, but again, you know, I think everybody's looking for the consistency. It's obviously, you know, when you get to the second and third teams, it's a little different. I think we all get that. But, again, I'm so excited about next week, you know, and that's where my mind is, and that's where this football team's mind going to be. And that's why I just told them, preseason's over. Whatever it is, it is. Now it's time to get ready to play some real football.
It looked like toward the end of the game you pulled Joe Hayden or Joe Thomas kind of to the side and talked to them. What was that about? What was the message?
Because it's time. It's time. It's the real guys. The grind starts now. You know, what it's truly all about, you know, starts next Sunday in Philadelphia. And I wanted them to understand, you know, it's going to take work. It's going to take their leadership and their ability to rally their teammates to do what we need to do, which is we're going to Philadelphia and we expect to win a game.
How did you think Cody Kessler played?
I think Cody, obviously, he's learning under fire. You know, there's some balls I'm sure he'd like to have back. But I thought, you know, he tried to stand in there and make some plays. But, again, he's learned in the National Football League. He's got to improve.
I hope this isn't a dumb question, but historically in your coaching career, have you seen teams that didn't have that consistency in the preseason able to just take it up that level going into week one?
I've had one. Yeah, I have. Coached one in Oakland. So I know it can be done. And again, it's again, when you're mixed, I think you guys all understand, when you're playing so many different guys, you don't get some time of rhythm with each other, you know. So I feel good about where we are. I wish it would have been better. I don't like being 0-4. I think you guys kind of know me a little bit. So that part I'll take and foul away. But outside of that, you know, it's about now, it's every week getting ready to play the game, you know, for wins and losses. It's not anything else. It's not evaluation period. It's game plan. It's making sure we cross the T's, dot the I's, and get ready to play, you know, and I think our guys will be ready to play.
You look out there and you see, you know, even though you haven't had the success on the field, do you envision that you're going to be able to put together good game plans offensively and defensively to have some success?
Yes, I do. You know, it's about putting our players in the best position to have success. You just said it. And, again, a lot of this for us has been about evaluation of our team. Now that changes. The focus of everything changes. Now it's about finding a way to win by any means necessary. And I think our players understand that.
Coach, Josh Gordon won't be able to practice for a while. What did you think of the last look he got at him for a while?
It was good. Caught, you know, we threw some balls at him. He made some plays. And, you know, Josh is a tremendous player. You know, he's just got to go handle these next 4 weeks the right way, so that he comes back and hits the ground running. And I'm sure he will. You know, I think he's excited about the opportunity that lays ahead of him, and I think he'll work at it, and we'll be looking forward to getting him back.
Lonnie Bryant seemed like he showed some things, too. You're going to be without him again, but something to look forward to for when he comes back?
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about two players who will contribute to our football team. So once we can get these guys back in the fold, and until then, we got to hold down the fort with everybody else until we can get these guys back.
Starting Armonte. I mean, I know you worked Josh Gordon there a little bit later, but Armonte was out there right away in nickel.
Well, I think we wanted to give him a chance. You know, again, as you guys know, we've been mixing and matching quite a bit just to give guys opportunities, and there's certain things we want to see and see them do. So that's what that's all about.